Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, December 1st, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Barely a week after its $69 billion acquisition of VMware, Broadcom has initiated layoffs of over 2,100 employees. WARN notices filed in California, Georgia, New York, Washington, Colorado, and Virginia indicate that the company intends to reduce its workforce by 2,110 employees on January 26. These layoffs are likely, however, only the beginning. A source inside VMware indicates that the company expects to reduce its 38,000 employee workforce by 10 to 20,000 workers in the coming months. Apple has pushed security updates to iOS, iPadOS, and macOS to address two zero-day security vulnerabilities actively deployed in the wild. A researcher on Google's threat analysis group discovered the security flaws that affect WebKit, Apple's open-source browser framework powering Safari. Google has called on the UK's antitrust regulator to look into the actions of Microsoft, claiming that the company's business practices have left rivals at a significant disadvantage. In a letter submitted to the Competition and Markets Authority, Google said that Microsoft's licensing practices unfairly discourage customers from using competitor services, even as a secondary provider alongside Azure. Such practices directly harm customers and were the only significant barrier to competition in Britain's cloud computing market. As a part of its ongoing push to ease European regulators, TikTok has pledged 12 billion euros over the next 10 years to Project Clover, the building of three massive data centers in Europe aimed at keeping European customer data in Europe. The first data center in the project, located in Dublin, was completed in September. TikTok took possession of the first of the three buildings at the site and will begin migrating European data to the servers housed there in mid-2024. In other TikTok news, a judge in Montana has blocked the state from banning the use of TikTok within the state, which was set to take effect on January 1st. U.S. District Judge Donald Malloy issued a preliminary injunction to block the ban of TikTok, saying the state ban violates the Constitution in more ways than one and overstates state power. Meta's microblogging platform Threads now supports keyword search in all languages in this latest update and is available in all markets where the app is released. The feature was initially tested in English-speaking markets, including Australia and New Zealand, in August, before expanding to most other English and Spanish-speaking countries, including the U.S., in September. This news comes on the heels of reports that Threads is coming to the EU sometime in December. According to Microsoft Gaming CEO Phil Spencer, Xbox is currently in talks with partners to explore the idea of launching its own mobile gaming store. At the CCXP convention in Sao Paulo this week, Spencer said it's an important part of our strategy and something we actively are working on today, not only alone, but talking with other partners who'd like to see more choice for how they can monetize on the phone. According to the Wall Street Journal, Apple and Paramount have had talks to discuss bundling their streaming services, Apple TV Plus and Paramount Plus, at a discounted rate compared to purchasing the services independently. The discussions are in the early stages, and it is unclear what shape a bundle could take. With an estimated loss of $75 million in ad revenue this quarter as companies pause advertising on X, the beleaguered social media platform says it's accelerating plans to ramp up spending with small to medium-sized businesses. X is working with third parties like marketing startup Jump Crew, to which it will outsource ad sales to target small and medium-sized businesses. Some industry executives said a switch in advertising strategy could help, as there are sectors less inclined to care about must-words on the platform, such as sports gambling. According to internal documents, the user-configurable action button introduced on the iPhone 15 Pro and Pro Max will be included across the entire iPhone 16 lineup. More functionality will be added by changing the button from a mechanical to a capacitive-type button that features a force sensor. The new action button is expected to function similarly to the Touch ID home button on older iPhones or the force touch trackpad found in more recent MacBooks. And finally, Windows 10 users can now try Microsoft's Copilot AI Assistant. Copilot was first made available to Windows 10 insiders last week, but the new ChatGPT-style AI Assistant is now included in an optional update for all Windows 10 users. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.